And now it's time for the Cannabis Report here on KGNU Community Radio. As always, I'm joined by cannabis correspondent Leland Rucker. Leland, thanks so much for being here.
Good to be here.
So you've been taking another look at some of the trends as far as what's happening in the cannabis industry with sales. Tell us about what you're seeing right now.
Well, you know, we talked about this just a little bit a couple of months ago about the downturn in the marijuana industry in Colorado. And latest figures indicate that that downturn has continued. And we talked about a lot of things that might be part of it. States around Colorado are now offering recreational sales. They weren't at the beginning. And, you know, perhaps the industry is reaching most of its users. And so there's not going to be those giant leaps anymore. We won't see that double-digit growth that we've seen in the past. Another factor I didn't mention back then is that cannabis businesses are still subject to taxes. And unlike other businesses, they can't write off things that other businesses are allowed. They have no write-offs whatsoever. That's just one of the parts of the laws. And there was House Bill 1317, which imposed more requirements on medical marijuana patients and curbed the amount of concentrate that a patient can buy in one day to 8 grams. And that's only 2 grams for people 18 to 20 years old. And that probably helped as well. But whatever the reason, sales are falling in recreational and medical markets. There's a thing called Headset that provides insights into cannabis consumer trends. And in Colorado, sales for marijuana stood at $153 million in April. That's a 26% decrease compared to $206 million sold that month last year. Now, it's still $153 million. That's a lot of money. Medical sales really took a hit. They plunged to about $20 million in April from almost $40 million in April a year ago. And Aaron Smith, the CEO of the National Cannabis Industry Association, he told the Denver Post the industry is facing problems just like any other business. He said, obviously, the inflation factor is happening everywhere, but I don't see the legal cannabis market going away by any means, and I don't either. I think that that's kind of important to bring out, is that it's just like all other businesses. You have to watch what you're doing. A lot of people think that cannabis businesses made people instant millionaires. That's not true. It might have been true for a couple of people, but that's not true for most of them. And, you know, in that same report, Headset found that U.S. cannabis market is worth more than $30 billion. That's a lot of money. And the cannabis tourism industry is valued around $17 billion. Of course, when things get legal, that will change. But in Colorado, Buddy Boy Brands, 7 metro area dispensaries, they closed their doors permanently this month. And owner John Fritzel said it was a tax balance and blaming the market downturn. So there's definitely something going on here. And I think that another thing to think about is dispensaries are numerous. There's a lot of them. They're competing against each other. Sales have kind of leveled out after a spike in the last couple of years thanks to COVID, and prices have fallen. There's fewer cannabis tourists, and the state itself doesn't push cannabis at all. It's still saying that Colorado is a place for mountains and recreation and never for cannabis. The state just doesn't want to promote that at all. Also problematic is the steep drop in medical sales. That's something everybody has noticed, and there's always been questions about how long the medical industry will survive with less and less people coming in. So we'll be watching that as we go along. And in the easier cannabis news, and irrespective of the turndown, Mike Biggio in the town of Moffat, Colorado, that's population 120 in the San Luis Valley. It's a town that's been known for its agriculture and ranching history. He wants to change the name of Moffat to Kush. Yeah. And if he has his way, this little tiny town will be rebranded to reflect what he sees as the future of what is a dying valley right now. And the mayor, Cassandra Fox, told CNN that thanks to Biggio's business, they added it to the town hall agenda. She said not everybody's really behind that idea. And she said nothing has been done yet, but if the town wants to change its name to Kush, a resident has to start a petition, so we're going to be watching that and see what happens.
Well, certainly some fun news there to keep an eye. not all numbers today.
Not all news is bad.
Well, Leland, we want to thank you, as always, for keeping us in the loop on what's happening with cannabis news. For KGNU, I'm Hanalee Myers.